It's time for this. Quiz, makeup, nails, and
tears. How will Dave do? Will he need you? Come on, ladies, let's get quizzy.
Welcome on in to the girly quiz once a week for the last nearly 4 years. We've been quizzing Dave on all things girly, and we're still going strong, ladies.
God, I hope that day never comes where Keane DeCrow realises that we probably owe him a lot of money for singing that song.
We need to change it to a female vocalist. I want C-Matt. Give us C-Matt on the intro.
That's a good shout,
quiz.
Actually.
Okay, so three questions stand between Dave and winning the week. He had a big loss last week, unfortunately, on the back of an ASOS question. However, he could get back to winning ways today, which obviously we don't want. He's got a couple of lifelines to help him get through the week. One is his phone a female, and standing by this morning is the lovely Shauna. How are you?
Hello, how are you?
Good, Shauna. All right, you know the question I'm going to ask you before we even start. What is it that you excel in when it comes to women, females, girls? Is it beauty? Is it health? Is it body parts? Not that they're the only things to do with women. I'm sure you do a lot more other things. But those seem to be the things that pop up during the girly quiz. So, health, beauty, or body parts? What's your expertise in?
Oh, God, I don't know, a bit of everything probably, hopefully.
A Jackie of all trades. Nice, yeah. Shauna. That's what I need. That's what
Shauna's
I need.
A bit nervous this morning, but you're absolutely killing it, Shauna. Her debut ever on radio. Woo!
Me too, Shauna. Me too.
Hang on the line. We will definitely need you at some point, okay?
All right, stay there, Shauna.
As always, we just give a warning. If there's young ears in the car and there's certain conversations you don't want to have in the school run, just be conscious of the content that often comes up on the girly quiz.
And as I always say, if your parents are cool enough to let you listen to the girly quiz, don't ask them questions afterwards.
Kind of is becoming a bit of a trend, but you've absolutely nothing to worry about until question three. All right, let's do this. David Hammond.
Oh, I've got a batch of muscular.
Where on the body would you apply acetone?
Okay, I have it. But I'm going to say something first.
Do you whatever you need?
Start that question again.
Where on the body?
Stop the question. What is the one thing I ask all my phone females? Are they good at body parts? And you always go, what a stupid, weird thing to ask them. And now I have it. A question about body parts. I knew it would come up at some point eventually, and I'm very happy with how I asked.
I think you're focusing on the wrong part of the question already.
It doesn't matter. I don't even need Shauna for this because I know what you need acetone for. Now, initially I thought, oh, maybe the face. Connor, give me an answer there. No, I'm joking. I already knew the answer. I thought it was the face initially, kind of like I thought it was like micellar water. And right. I was like, maybe that's acetone and it takes the thing off. And then I was like, that'd be very sore. What I know you use acetone for is your nails to get rid of, I think, Biab. But I don't want to give you too much information in case the information I give is wrong. Mm. But I just want to say my answer is nails. I don't know if it's also the same for... Now, the only thing that I'm a little bit nervous about is Callum and Emma both have a smirk on their face, which makes me think I'm wrong. And that's worrying me because I don't want to go out on the very first question.
I think you're having an existential crisis right now.
No, I think it's... let's go. Final answer... Nails.
Simple as that.
Yes! Well done. Come on!
Well done.
See, the way you look at me, you just put me off.
I was just watching
you. You just smirk and it's just like, oh, it's, especially you, Callum. It's that face of yours. It's so innocent but evil. It's just this look he gives and it just makes you question everything.
Acetone is a very strong solution. It's a nail polish remover. Yeah, you definitely don't put it anywhere near your beautiful face. It would hurt you a lot. But yeah, well done. Let's crack on to question number two. Dave, apart from waxing and tweezing, name one other method of shaping brows.
Waxing or tweezing?
Mm-hmm.
I don't know the name of it.
Aw, what a shame.
Ha! But I think it's done with like an elastic band. And they kind of twist it and they go and they kind of shape it. I don't know the name of it though. But I think I'd know the name of it if I heard it. That's why, Shauna, I'm sorry. I'm not going to go to you for this one. I'll probably save you for the next one. I think I'll simplify it in a way. And I really, really hope to God it gives me an answer. Like, I hope it gives me like a 50-50 answer. And it doesn't, like...
throw you.
Yeah. Mm. Okay, so I'm going to simplify it.
Okay, here we go. Apart from waxing and tweezing, name one other method of shaping brows. Is it A, filing? Is it B, threading?
Threading. It has to be threading. Filing you do to your nails. I'm pretty sure. So threading, and I think it's with the elastic band or the string. Final answer.
Unreal.
Yeah.
Well done.
Oh my God. If I don't get a certificate as being an honorary woman after this.
Threading is correct, yeah. Not quite an elastic band, but I know what you mean, and you know the process spun on. Very sore thing, but very effective.
I'd imagine very sore. It's good for shaping, I presume.
Yeah,
is
it gets rid of all day.
I need a bit of that now, in fairness. Do Will you thread my... What is it?
Threading?
Will you thread my eyebrows?
I'd have a good go with an elastic band on those brows.
They're a little bit bushy.
All right, question number three. Can he do it? Can he do it without Shauna? Dave, for how long, approximately, does an egg usually survive after ovulation?
How long does an egg last after ovulation? I think it's a lot shorter than you think. I think it could be like a week. It could be 5 days or something like that. I think it's shorter. But I don't know. I'm trying to think, like, an egg is an egg.
An egg is an egg.
And it's an egg in every... You know what I mean?
Are you trying to compare it to the eggs in your fridge? Like,
I'm trying
how long
to think about the out of date on the fridge ones.
Yeah. Like a chicken
egg.
Yeah, but like an egg is an egg, but
best
I suppose.
Before.
Yeah, like a best before.
Yeah, like the best before on chicken's eggs. Go
use
on for
use by.
Best before. I always notice that when you're
trying
buy
to get
eggs.
Your missus pregnant. They're out of date. Sorry. They're gone off.
I'll give you a fresh one there in a few
minutes. Okay, I'm going to call in Shauna.
All right, here we go. Shauna, welcome on into the girly quiz.
Shauna, thank you very much for being
Hello,
here.
How are you?
All right, 30 seconds on the clock, and I'd love you to tell me how long does an egg last after ovulation. Please tell me you know the answer.
I'm going to say between 1 and 2 days.
1 and 2 days? It's even shorter than a week. Okay,
it's
Shauna.
Shocking.
Do you have a definite time? Like, do you think would they accept 1 to 2 days, or do I have to say 2 days or 1 day?
One or two.
Oh, you're asking the man in the car.
He's my son. I asked him to pick a number.
Would you accept 1 to 2 days, Emma? No. Okay. All right, let's go with 2 days. But I'm going with the... What age is Owen, Shauna?
It's Alan, and he's 5.
I'm sorry, Alan. I'm going with the 5-year-old. And what did he say? 1?
1 day.
Okay. No, I'm not going with the 5-year-old. I want to win this. I'm going with 2 days.
Final answer?
No, it's not. I don't know if you're right, Shauna. I'm sorry. I just don't know if you're right. I think I'm right. I think it's a week.
I need to hear a final answer on whatever you're going with here.
Shauna, how much will you hate me if I don't go with your answer?
I won't hate you, don't worry.
Okay, I'm going to go with a week. Final answer.
No! You should have went with 5-year-olds.
No. Is Alan correct?
12 to 24 hours.
Oh my God.
12 to 24.
High five, Al.
Go on, Alan.
Go on, say hi to Daddy. Hi, Daddy.
Alan, I'm
not your daddy. I am Dave, though. Alan, I'm so sorry. You were correct, and I didn't take your answer. So, as well as your mother getting a 50 euro Just Eat voucher, I'll send you an IMC Cinema Pass for you to go to the cinema. Well, I'll send you two so your mother can go with you. I'm so sorry, Alan. I'm sorry. I've made a fool of myself, is what has happened there. I've been an absolute darn fool of myself.
Darn fool.
I can only apologise.
You always have to go with a woman's option day.
Yeah, I
True.
Did. Yeah, I do. I'm so sorry,
Alan,
Shauna.
And Shauna, legends, thank you so
much. Oh, God.
Guys.
Thanks, guys. Have a great day.
Alan, I'm not your daddy.
Why does she go, this is your dad? It's your daddy. Say hello to your daddy.
I don't know. Maybe her dad, or maybe their dad listens on the way to work. Look, how long does an egg usually survive after ovulation? 12 to 24 hours. That's why people do be getting busy.
Shauna, do we know each other? I'm definitely not the father, right? Like, there's no
Someone
way that...
Someone just messaged saying, Steve got a child.
Called Alan.
I definitely wouldn't have agreed to calling him Alan.
Do you want to ring Shauna back?
I don't, know, just in case.
I'll give her a bell. Have you and Dave haven't ever met?
Have we met?
5.5 years ago.
Yeah.